A Unified Commanders Conference of Indian military officers is underway, with reassessing the threat posed by Pakistan on the agenda. The two-day meeting in New Delhi, under the banner of Victory Through Jointness, brings together the highest-ranking members of India's Army, Navy, and Air Force. India blames the Mumbai attack on terrorists who were trained in and came from Pakistan. New Delhi has expressed frustration with Islamabad, accusing it of not doing enough to prosecute those deemed responsible for planning the Mumbai attack. Indian officials are closely monitoring Pakistan's crackdown on insurgents, especially the ongoing military operation against the Taliban. Indian Defense Minister Rakaparambul Kurian Antony says that has ramifications on this side of the border.
The situation in Pakistan is still turmoil. It's a matter of great concern to us.
He says India is trying to convince Pakistan to also take tough action against anti-Indian elements operating on its soil. Antony told reporters here he is especially concerned about the Taliban targeting India.
The Taliban is a threat to world peace, a threat to our region, and it is a real threat to India.
As a result, the defense minister says India's army cannot afford to lower its vigil along its northwestern border, especially in the disputed Kashmir region. However, he confirms there has recently been a reduction of reported incursions from Pakistan along the line of control. India and Pakistan, which both have nuclear weapon capability, have fought several full-scale wars since both gained independence from Britain after World War II. Antony says he will discuss regional security, including the situation in Afghanistan, on Friday with James Jones, President Obama's national security advisor. Jones, a retired Marine Corps four-star general, arrived in Pakistan Wednesday after visiting neighboring Afghanistan. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.